Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller, recording on Monday, the 16th of June, slightly later than usual at 10:20 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, a quick look at the highlights here today on a somewhat quiet day. I think that's probably not too surprising because after the concern over oil prices last week and stability or instability in the Middle East, investors are watching to wait to see what's going to happen, particularly in terms of U.S. action. The U.S. is being circumspect in terms of what it's saying so far, but I assume, or I guess, that there will be some action. But not with ground troops, but some additional drone activity. I think at the minimum, I think very likely. Now, so what happened here in the Asia Pacific region today, starting with those markets? Japan, which is obviously susceptible to higher energy prices and or vulnerable to higher energy prices, I should say. Down nearly 1.1% today, but it's also overbought in the short term, like so many other stock markets. And the Japanese yen has been a little bit strong against the U.S. dollar. It's currently at 101.84. Interestingly, though, the TSE 2, the second section index, that I often mention because it can be a good lead indicator. I was up a fraction today, but it is quite overextended in the short term. Elsewhere in the region, one of the more interesting situations recently has been China mainland shares with the Shanghai Composite Index. Remember, that was ranging for at least a couple of months just in that 2000 region, which is an important support level. The market's cheap, probably the cheapest of the stock markets of consequence, and we had been seeing some upward dynamics on the daily charts that I've mentioned. I mentioned them again last week, and they've accurately forecast the rally that we're actually seeing in here, and it was up another 0.75 percentage point. Today, and I give this rally the benefit of the doubt. I know, or at least until we see some sort of clear dynamic to the downside, I know the other rallies have all failed, but this has a little bit more underlying support now, and it could be significant again for a market that, to repeat the point, is really quite cheap. Now, Thailand had a good day today also, up nearly 0.1 percentage point, very small gains or losses elsewhere in the Asia-Pacific region. What about Europe? Well, softer today, and again, overbought in the short term, and obviously there would be some concern in Europe over energy prices. And we saw a small gain for the Swiss market today, just over 0.1%. But the biggest movers looks like were Spain and Italy. But we're talking about 0.86% and 0.95%. So not huge moves here. Now, Wall Street was interesting. It was lower for most of the day, but then managed to close on the higher side of the range. Really small gains. The best of them was 0.25 percentage point by the NASDAQ 100 index overall. But a steady performance, again, albeit against this overbought condition, which I've been a little bit concerned about here in the short term. Now, long-dated government bonds, well, the U.S. 10-year, very quiet, just fractionally below that 2.60 level generally. In currencies, And the US dollar was a little weaker in here today against a number of currencies. That would include sterling, which has been firm really since we heard that interest rates were likely to go up somewhat sooner than most people were expecting, as we heard last week. And that's sterling's currently at trading at 1.6982 against the US dollar. So it looks, well, it's having another test of that 170 level from which it backed off a short while ago. And the euro is actually firmed here a little bit against the dollar, currently at 1.3575. But remember, that had a look at the 140 level and then came straight back down. And the move to negative interest rates was in part introduced to help to soften the euro generally. Other currencies, the Aussie dollar 0.94 against the US. Among currencies, one of the weaker trends recently. Over the last 2 days, so that's today and Friday, the Indian rupee has weakened. So again, concern over several factors there. One is obviously energy prices, because it has to produce or import rather virtually all of its energy required. And the bigger one, perhaps, is that the very hot weather and that delayed monsoon. Now, I've seen a number of different reports on this, and the feeling is that the monsoon season normally starts right at the beginning of June and carries on into September, and it has been delayed so far. But some of the reports that I saw were suggesting that it would start within the next week. But it certainly needs to, because if bottom line, if India has a bad monsoon, then there are really going to be problems in terms of food price inflation, and it would slow up. As I was mentioning last week, Narendra Modi's plans for boosting the Indian economy. I certainly don't think it'll derail those plans, but he would have a little less maneuverability if there's a poor monsoon. It's a hugely important factor for India. Okay, what else to mention in here in terms of for commodity prices? Well, quiet. Some of the industrial metals are a fraction firmer here today. They've been quite soft recently, but zinc, aluminium, and nickel just a little bit higher, but not high grade copper. That was lower. The precious metals also quiet. Platinum is trading right now at 1,436. That's up a dollar. Palladium, on the other hand, is down $2 at 810, and a little bit of change. Silver, quietly steady, backed off the high. Silver is at 1960.66. It did get up to 1987 this morning, but could not hold that gain. And also, gold is a little bit easier here right now at $1,271.5. Grains and beans, a fraction easier. The big commodity story here right now is this runaway uptrend that we are seeing in the in the meat contracts. Really, the beef Those beef prices have just been roaring ahead, and so live cattle is the contract name, of course, and it's at all-time highs, and it's in an acceleration phase, but it's spread. Price rises are spread pretty evenly over the first three contracts, and the move so far is still really quite steady, and that suggests to me that it goes higher still in the short term, or that it could easily go higher in the short term, and we'll have to wait for some sort of very clear downward dynamic to signal what will be eventually a significant shakeout. But at the moment, that's the strongest commodity around by far. Among the agriculturals, the cocoa prices are still really quite steady. And I think those are the main points here today. So all the very best to all of you.